Hi, Jennifer. It's Dr. Murphy. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Murphy. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time to join me on this call. I really do.
No problem.
Well, so tell me a little bit about you, you know, prior to us working together. Tell me a little bit about your story. Where were you a few years ago prior to us working together? What were some of the challenges that you had with your fibromyalgia?
Well, I had a lot of fatigue and exhaustion. I'm a migraine headache sufferer, and I have had the migraine since I was in my late 20s, so more than half of my adult life. A lot of soreness and stiffness, trouble sleeping, trouble getting out of bed, trying to just live a normal life.
Now, how long have you had fibromyalgia?
Over 10 years that I've been actively trying to pursue what's been going on. So probably before that, though.
And so tell me, your pain, you had all over pain, is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about your pain?
I did have all over pain. It was, a lot of it was in my upper body, though, a lot of neck and shoulder, arm and hand pain for the most part. But it was affecting, before I found you, it was affecting my lower body as well.
And how did that pain affect your life just overall? Did it limit you in what you were able to do physically or mentally, or did it was an interference for you being able to do things that you wanted to do?
It was a huge interference. I really was doing nothing. I was going to work part-time 3 mornings a week, and I was trying to just get through life. I would say,
right,
I was surviving, not living.
Right. And your energy was really, really low. So tell me about your energy. You really were just kind of getting through the day, weren't you?
I really was. When I wasn't sleeping, but maybe 2 to 4 hours at night. And so I was completely exhausted when it was time to get up and start the day. So even just thinking about tackling the day, the simple things of showering and getting dressed to go to work were just monumental tasks.
Sure. Well, so tell me now. I mean, obviously things have changed quite a bit. I mean, you've done really, really well. And tell me about your sleep. How's your sleep now?
My sleep is much better. I'm getting between 6 and 7 hours a night. And pretty, for the most part, it's getting to where it's uninterrupted. I still have occasional nights, but for the most part, I feel rested when I get up in the morning. And my energy level is just, it's a 100% turnaround. I'm doing things that I haven't done in years. So, in fact, I have to keep telling myself, okay, don't get too far ahead of yourself.
Right. So we started working together in June, and like with most of my patients that I work with, it's all about getting healthy. And sometimes, you know, that's going to be a slow start, but we really had to work hard on your sleep, because you were one of the people that couldn't take 5-HTP. 5-HTP gave you some issues, I think caused you to even have some headaches. So, but through trial and error, you know, we were able to get you sleeping. So prior to that, now tell me about your sleep. You would try to go to sleep, and what would happen prior to us working together and getting that straightened out?
Most nights when I went to bed, I could go to sleep, but I would sleep maybe 2 hours, and then I couldn't go back to sleep. Sometimes I might fall back to sleep right about the time it was time to get up. Other nights I might be up, you know, looking at the clock all night long until it's time to get up.
Right, right. You know, as you know so well, in my book, I talk about the first thing you've got to fix if you're going to have an opportunity to feel good and stay that way is you got to get your sleep straightened out. And so, as I said earlier, we struggled a little bit initially, but within about a month or 6 weeks, looking back through your notes, you started sleeping, and you told me, I remember, and I remember this too, it's always in my notes, but you told me you're starting to feel like you're like yourself again. And when you told
yes.
me that, I knew we were on the right track, and it was just a matter of time putting all the pieces together, getting you to, you know, to keep doing some other things that need to be done. But I knew once you said that things were going to get a lot easier. And they did. They got a lot easier.
Yes, they did. Much easier.
Well, so tell me now, your energy is doing great now. And knock on wood, I know with all these storms and everything, but you've done pretty good with as far as your migraines, knock on wood.
I have done so well with the migraines. Once I started the elimination diet, we started me on that like the middle of August, and
mm-hmm.
I've had an occasional headache now and again, but for the most part, I have been headache free.
Isn't that amazing?
That has been wonderful.
I hate to even talk about it because I don't want to jinx you, but because I'm an old migraine patient myself, and I mean, when you've got migraines, I would have walked and I would have walked through broken glass and a river of fire, whatever, to get rid of migraines. So they're terrible. And you had those forever. I mean, for years and years and years and years, right?
Yes. I mean, it was to the point, it took up most of my life, just dealing with the migraines for the longest time.
Right. Yeah, they're the worst. Well, so glad that that's doing better. And the elimination diet, you did so well on that. And then that allowed you to really reduce your pain. Your energy went up. And then as a byproduct on that diet, you lost some weight. How much weight did you lose on that diet?
I lost 35 pounds.
Fantastic.
So, yes, but just feeling good and having my energy level back and being able to live my life again has been fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, so what's it been like being in Indiana working with a doctor in Birmingham, Alabama? What's that experience been like?
Well, honestly, it's been great. Your office staff, the girls are so nice and welcoming, and you just feel like you've been, I guess, brought into a big extended family for the most part.
Yeah, we like to feel that way,
I was a little apprehensive because I had done the doctor shuffle that you talk about and didn't really get anywhere, so I was a little afraid, and my mom is actually the one that found your information and passed it along to me. And I ordered your book right away and read it cover to cover in like a day and a half. And then I was like, oh, I don't know. I hate to put all my eggs in one basket. What if this doesn't work? And
yeah, I understand. Yeah.
I you know, you just get to where you're not very hopeful that somebody
right.
can really help you. But your book,
sure.
just it's like you were speaking directly to me, that you already knew me when I read the book. My husband and I discussed it, and he said, what have you got to lose at this point? Call, find out, you know,
right.
talk to him, see what you need to do. So I did, and it's been fabulous.
Well, I want to commend you because so many people are so passive that this information is out there and they will turn their nose up at it. They won't do what it takes to find out. Do they have an option? I mean, some people don't have an option to get better. I mean, it's just the way it is. But unfortunately, a lot of people have already given up, and many people aren't willing to do what they need to do to make the changes that they need to get healthy. And you've been incredibly proactive. And the first, you know, step in being proactive was you got the book. You know, a lot of people won't even take the time to read the book. And it's all there in the book. And not only did you read the book, you read it in 2 days. Now you know, that's a 560-page book. It's not an easy book to read. And you did that. And then, of course, you did everything I asked you to do, and you were patient when things weren't working. Because everybody's different. And I wish there was one size-fits-all protocol. There's not. Everybody's different. And it, but you were great through the whole thing, and you worked really, really hard. Do you think the diet was worth it?
Totally worth it. Because within 2 weeks of being on the diet, I noticed the pain was subsiding. And I had been on the elimination diets before. It wasn't quite as strict as this one is, but they were pretty strict. And I did not achieve the success that I did with this. So it was fabulous.
Yeah, well, it is work. I mean, it's not, you got to work to get healthy, and you're still working. I mean, we still got some work to do, but it can be done. I mean, obviously, it can be done. Well, so in closing, what would you like to share with those that may hear this replay? What would you like to share with them, what you've learned any closing thoughts you might have?
Take the chance. You can't lose. You care, and you're working for, I don't even know how many hundreds of thousands of people you work with, but they need to take the chance, and they will see success. Your program is working. You know what you're talking about.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you soon. I guess we'll be talking soon, and I look forward to that conversation. Again, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
You're so welcome. So I want to thank Jennifer for joining me tonight and sharing her story. As you heard, she was virtually a lifelong migraine sufferer, and I'm telling you, as you heard just a moment ago, migraines are the worst. And for me, I had them for a couple of years, and I found out what the triggers were, which for me were food allergies and migraine headaches, which is what most people's triggers are. And by finding those things in Jennifer, in her case, the food allergies, that made a huge difference, and she was able to get rid of her migraine, something that she had had for forever. And I think that for most people, it is a big leap of faith to contact a doctor that's, number one, actually says that they can, you know, that they're having success with fibro, because there's so many people out there that say that you can't, you know, that there's no hope for fibromyalgia. And I disagree with that, obviously. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't be treating those with fibromyalgia. I'd be doing something else where I could have some success. But you can. I think you get and so what happens is because you get told that, you believe it. And that's really kind of where we're at right now, is that in the conventional medical world, they tell you that you just have to live with it. We'll put you on some medications, and we'll see, you know, if you can manage it, but you're just going to have to live with it. And that's not the case. Now, I certainly can't help everybody, and part of the phone consult that I do with patients up front is for me to see if I think I can help them, and if I do, you know, if I can, then I share that with them, and I give them the different options to let them know what they can expect, you know, what they should do. But with Jennifer's case, you can see that one of the things she did is she had to work to get healthy, and that's really what it's all about. It's not just taking a handful of pills or a handful of supplements, and she is. I mean, she's taking the right supplements. I've got her on the right protocols based on the testing that we did. I was able to see where she was broken down, and that took all the guesswork out of what we needed to do, and I got her all the right supplements. But she also did the diet, and by doing the diet, not only did she eliminate foods that were causing inflammation and triggering migraines and allergic reactions, but also allowed her to lose quite a bit of weight, as you heard. And by losing that weight, which is just a byproduct, you know, losing that weight, she has been able to reduce her pain dramatically, and she's also seen her energy go up dramatically. And so the byproduct of losing the weight is you lose those inflammatory chemicals that you store in those extra fat cells that you have. And you also will reset your metabolism, so your metabolism goes up as you're losing that weight. And for her losing, I'm not even sure if she said, I think, you know, 30 pounds or so, not even sure, maybe more than that, I think maybe even 40 pounds. But that was a real success for her, because she worked hard to get there, and now she is getting the benefits of that. That will continue for months and years to come, because she's now gotten healthy. And again, as I've said so many times, the only way to beat fibromyalgia, and you can beat fibromyalgia, is you got to get healthy, and then you got to stay that way. So you have to take care of yourself, and you have to do the things that allows you to stay healthy. And again, I want to thank Jennifer from Indiana for joining me tonight, and I look forward to your questions each and every Tuesday night on my Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia Tuesday Night Conference Call. You can learn more about the conference, more about consults, and there's free articles, videos, past audio, past teleconferences, webinars, all sorts of free resources, and other success stories at my site, yourfibrodoctor.com. That's yourfibrodoctor.com. Thanks for joining me.